ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 8 जुलाई 1996। इट इज द रिवाइज्ड अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा ऑफ 24 अक्टूबर 1975। ईच माउथ बॉर्न ब्राह्मिन इज द टेम्पल ऑफ द लिविंग सालिग्राम। Do you experience yourselves to be like lotus flowers, extremely detached and loving to the Father? Firstly, because of being light, a lotus floats on flower and yet remains detached from the water. Whilst having a family, it is able to remain isolated from the family. In the same way, whilst living in a laukic or an alaukic household, do you remain isolated, that is, detached? In order to remain isolated, especially check your attitude. As is your attitude, so is your household. Which type of attitude should you have? A soul conscious and a spiritual attitude. Through this attitude, you will be able to bring your spirituality within your family. That is, because of having spirituality within the family, you will continue to move along whilst considering everything to have been entrusted to you. Then through this, the consciousness of mind will easily finish. You cannot have the consciousness of mind for something entrusted to you. Due to the consciousness of mind, there is attachment and interference of other vices. To finish the consciousness of mind means to become free from the vices. Viceless means to become pure, through which the family will become a pure household. To destroy all vices means to become elevated. So, do you consider yourself to be an elevated soul who has destroyed all vices? Have you made your household a pure household? The first household is of your body. Next is the household of bodily relations. So you have to make the first household, the physical organs of the body, pure. Unless you make the household of the body pure, you will not be able to make the household of bodily relations, whether limited or unlimited, pure. Which is the household of Brahma Kumari Kumaris? Just as there is a household of limited relations, in the same way, in terms of being Brahma Kumari Kumaris, you have the relationship of being corporeal brothers and sisters with all the souls of the entire world. You have such a huge unlimited family. However, you first have to purify the household of your body. Only then will you be able to make the unlimited household pure. It is said, charity begins at home. That is, the first of all, do the service of making home pure, your home, that is, your body pure, and then you can do unlimited service. So, first of all, ask yourself, have I made the home of my body pure? Have I made my thoughts, intellect, eyes and lips spiritual and pure? Just as on Deepavali, they clean every corner of the home and pay so much attention that not a single corner is left unclean. In the same way, have you cleansed every physical organ and lit the light of the soul for all time? Have you celebrated such a Deepavali, or do you still have to do this? Everyone's light is sparkling constantly, is it not? It is said that every home will become temple. In the same way, have you made the home of your body into a temple? However, many Brahmins there are. Each Brahmin is a temple of living Saligram. Each one is a temple of the living spark. Have you made it pure, considering it to be a temple? According to the present time of making effort and according to the time of complete transformation of the world, you should not be influenced by matter or any vice. Just as evil spirits do not enter a temple, so have you made every home into a temple? Impurity and vices enter where there is uncleanliness. Devilish thoughts or devilish sanskars cannot enter the temple of being of the living Saligram, the temple of the living embodiment of power, the temple of one who destroys evil. If they do enter, then there must be one or another type of the uncleanliness or impurity. So check yourself. If there is any type of uncleanliness anywhere, then finish that and celebrate the true Deepavali. When you make your household pure in this way, world transformation will take place. You come to Madhuvan for a spiritual pilgrimage, and so when you return from a spiritual pilgrimage, you have to leave your weaknesses behind. Madhuvan is a land of transformation. Having come to the land of transformation, if you do not bring about any transformation, then what benefit you would have taken from the land of transformation? You must not bring about transformation for just the time that you are in the land of transformation, but there has to be permanent transformation. Madhuvan is called the great yajna, the sacrificial fire in which the horse is sacrificed. Generally, something is sacrificed in a sacrificial fire. Do you offer the greatest sacrifice in the great sacrificial fire, or do you take back whatever you have sacrificed? Do you also perform the task according to the name or not? It is called the great sacrificial fire, the land of transformation, the land of blessings. Therefore, perform the task according to the name. Continue to fulfill the promise that you make here, or do you find it difficult to fulfill it? Souls who fulfill a promise come into three categories. Some are like the true moths in fulfilling a promise. They surrender themselves completely to the Father, that is, they sacrifice themselves in order to fulfill the orders they have received. The next type become like bhagats in fulfilling their promise, that is, they repeatedly take power from the Father. That is, they continually ask for power. Give me power to tolerate and then I will be able to fulfill my promise. Give me power to face and then I will be able to fulfill my promise. They continue to beg in this way, that is, they become bhagats. The third type of souls become cheats. They say and write one thing and yet they cheat. There are also such cheats. Some do not have any power to fulfill their promise. However, in order to protect themselves, they make excuses. They hide their own weaknesses and make excuses about others. This relation is like this and therefore this happened. Or the atmosphere and the environment was like this and that's why this happened. It happened according to the circumstances. They all say the same thing. Mine is the one Father and none other, and whatever you say and make me do, I will do just that. But there are many different categories of those who actually do it and put it into practice. Therefore, whatever you have done up to now, considering yourselves to be the ordinary, let the past be past. That is, have mercy upon yourself. Know very clearly the importance of this land. Do not consider this land to be ordinary. You come to the great place in order to make yourself so great. To become great means to know the importance. Do you understand? To those who transform themselves according to the time, to those who are instruments for world transformation, to those who fulfill the responsibility of love for the Father, to those who have made the Father their constant companion and who constantly remain as detached as a lotus flower, to such constantly loving children, love, remembrance and namaste from the Bap Dada. And we spiritual children give a lot of love, remembrance and namaste to our dearest Bap Dada. Personal meeting with sisters from Punjab. The special virtue remembered of Shaktis is that of being fearless. Do you experience yourself to be this? Not just to be fearless of human souls, but also fearless of any attack of Maya. Those who are not afraid of Maya are called Shaktis. You are not afraid of Maya, are you? Those who have fear are defeated, whereas those who are fearless are able to make Maya afraid of them. Because of fear, you lose power and your understanding. Generally, when the people are afraid, they lose consciousness. They even lose their understanding. Here too, those who are afraid of Maya lose their understanding and they are therefore not able to conquer Maya. So because your name is the Shakti Army and since you have the speciality of being Shaktis, then fearlessness should be visible practically, for only then would you be called Shaktis. If there is any type of fear, you cannot be called Shaktis. Weak ones are always dependent on others. They never have all rights. You are those who have all rights, are you not? You will not become dependent because of fear, will you? So is the Shakti Army of Punjab so fearless? Ever since you become Brahmins, you have been issuing a challenge to Maya. Come Maya, come and attack as much as you want. I am a Shiv Shakti. You come under the influence of Maya because of your own weakness. Where there are weaknesses, it is there that Maya exists. Just as where there is rubbish, mosquitoes come, in the same way, where there are weaknesses, that is where Maya comes. So to become weak means to invoke Maya. You yourself invoke Maya and then you come become afraid of her. So then why do you invoke her? Always have the intoxication that you are the Shiv Shakti army. You become victorious over Maya a kalpa ago also. You are even now repeating that part once again. How many times have you been victorious? One who has been victorious many times would be so fearless. Would such a soul be afraid? Which drums have the Ashaktis been beating to reveal the Father? In order to awaken Kumbhakaran, beat huge drums. When you beat small drums, Kumbhakaran just turn over on the other side. That is other way. That this is good. But they then just go back to sleep. So for them, you will not be able to do anything with small drums. This is why you have to increase contact with them again and again. It is not their fault that they are in deep sleep. When you beat small drums, Kumbhakaran just turn over to the other side. That is, the others say that this is good, but they then just go back to sleep. So for them, you will not be able to do anything with the small drums. This is why you have to increase contact with them again and again. It is not their fault that they are in deep sleep. Your duty is to make a special program and awaken them. Personal meeting with brothers from Punjab. As is the place, so by having awareness of that place, you receive strength in your stage. In the same way, by considering yourself to be a resident of Madhuvan, you are automatically able to create the stage of an angel. An angel is the one who doesn't have any relationship with the body, so you forget all the relationships of the body. Here, are you able to experience this stage for even a short time? Every now and then, it is very difficult to come to Madhuvan, yet why? Do you come again and again? Because whatever you experience here, it gives strength to your awareness when you get back. And so it is necessary to come to Madhuvan. You are staying with the family back. There is also for service. If you consider it to be your home, you will be a householder. Whereas if you consider yourself to be a server, you will be a trustee. Karmic bondages from all directions will pull a householder. If you consider yourself to be a server, then with your awareness of being a trustee, all consciousness of mind will be finished. A householder always has the consciousness of mind. The consciousness of mind is very long and complicated. Where there is consciousness of mind, the Father cannot be there. Whereas where there is no consciousness of mind, the Father is present. When you consider yourself to be a householder, you claim limited rights. Whatever I say should be accepted. Others should listen to me. Others should move along according to what I say. Where there are limited rights, the unlimited rights finish. Now, let the past be past and apply a full stop. A full stop is a point. When you do not apply a full stop, that is when you do not stabilize yourself in the point form, then you either apply an exclamation mark or a question mark. What is the sign of an exclamation mark? When you say, does this also happen? Does this happen amongst the Brahmins also? This is the sign of an exclamation. You should not even apply this sign. Why did this happen? To ask why and what is to apply a question mark. This is also the foundation for the creation of vague thoughts. Whatever happens, continue to observe that as a detached observer. Instead of being a detached observer, you become a companion of the soul. Instead of being the companion of the Father, you become a companion of the other soul. Acha, it is like that. Is it not? I also like the same thing. This is giving your agreement in listening to others and relating to others. So when you become a companion of other soul, you cannot be a companion of God. This is a broken yoga. Anything that is broken has to be thrown away. An idol that is worthy to be worshipped has no value when it is broken. So here too, when your yoga is broken, you cannot have any elevated attainment. That is, there is no value. Someone who is a constant companion is a constant yogi. Are the residents of Punjab the constant companions of Bap Dada who have the broken yoga, unbroken yoga? Om Shanti.